Check it, check, check, 1, 2. Check it, check, check, check. Check it, check, check, 1, 2. It's working. So far, so good. Ah, screw it, just keep recording. So, I'm telling you, I don't know about this feedback of my own voice in my ear. We gotta get rid of this. It worked. We recorded the first episode with the audio clips, and technically, everything worked great. By technically, I mean with the technical part of all of this. I kind of fucked some shit up because I was supposed to tell you during the podcast when we were doing which clip so that you could sort of follow along in the show notes. I fucked that up. And I'll figure out a way, however, to blame Randy for that because she's a woman and it's always the woman's fault because vagina. Anyhow, yes, all women are like that. And don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. Go fuck yourselves. And I have more beer in my hand. Randy. Oh, you are so busted. You fucked up. No, you fucked up. What? No! This is Stating the Obvious podcast of Weapons Platform, in which I launched the cruise missile my intellect comes in on destroy stupid motherfucking status all around the world. And today, we're gonna make fun of a fucking femistatist who thinks she's an anarcho-capitalist. Yes! Yes, this is part two with a two-part. Maybe three-part. Who knows? We're gonna try to keep it down to two parts. This is part two. If you didn't listen to part one, it's the episode right before this. You should go fucking listen to it so that you know what the fuck's going on. Because I don't give a fuck about those of you in the slow seats. I'm not gonna backtrack and explain this shit to you. Randy, you fucked up. I'm looking at the computer screen. You did not save the file with a unique file name. We're already recording. Too late to do it. Oh, you fucked up. Sorry, I have to take great joy in this. It's actually not that often that Randy fucks up. We've been doing this how many years? This might be your first fuck up. That's a pretty goddamn good track record, considering that I fuck up, like, what, 30, 40 times per episode? Alright, so, if you're looking at the show notes in the previous episode, we did clips 1 and clip 2. Now, I really feel inclined, I want to play the end. I think I want to play the end now of clip hard. 2 again.
Hard. But
hard.
Forever live in the mentality
right.
of a victim, whether you're a battered wife or a battered
right
husband,
to forever be
whatever.
A victim right like
isn't
feminist
exactly like I
and she's victimized right now. I mean, this whole thing is about how she's
help.
Been victimized by the men's rights movement, right? She's just so victimized by these evil misogynist men who so far she hasn't really presented any of the problems she has with the men's rights movement. All that she's been talking about so far is basically vagina.
Alpha male. People need to get themselves out of situations and they need to work hard towards something better instead of sitting on...
Right, and people who can't get out of these situations and stuff, they need to die. That's called natural selection. But you see, the state keeps these people alive. And now this is where she says
on YouTube and downloading videos and writing hateful comments based on their life experience, which
right.
you can't exactly do.
Right, so you can't watch YouTube videos and write comments based on your life experience. She, however, is this is important. Okay, she just said you cannot write comments on YouTube based on your life experience. She, however, defines an alpha male based on her life experience with her daddy. This whole fucking line of shit that you will hear from stupid people like this cunt Julia, where they say things like, well, you can't use your life experience. Well, if you can't use your life experience, what exactly are you supposed to fucking use? Okay? This idea that your life experience is invalidated by something else. Now, your life experience should be analyzed, it should be tempered, it should be considered. It should be thought about. It should be observed as impartially as you can. I'm not saying that your life experience should be the instant go-to on every fucking thing. I'm not saying that, you know, again, you can have, for all my bashing on women, again, those of you who've listened to this podcast consistently know that I love and adore women. And yes, I believe all women are like that. You've heard my whole speech about how women are like fire. When the fire burns down the house, it's not the fault of the fire. It's your fault because you're the one who put the candle too close to the curtains, right? Fire is not responsible, just like women. Fire does not have logic, just like women. Fire cannot think for itself, just like women, right? I love and adore women, but life experience also tells me that, yes, all women are hypergamous cunts, given the opportunity. Every woman out there, given the opportunity, is going to fuck a man who's better than the man she's currently fucking. Now, you may say all sorts of nasty things about me, and that's fine, because I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Been on the internet since 1999. Been podcasting for 10 fucking years, 11 years. November the 1st, 2015, the 11-year anniversary. CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, CYNLIBSOC.com, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. And of course, stating the obvious, theme song is by David Gilmour. It's a song called You Know I'm Right off his 1984 album About Face. In the control room, right over there, the lovely and adorable Randy. Fucking up. Fucking up for the first time ever. She didn't fuck up with the audio changes we made, because that shit worked. As far as I can tell, it worked flawlessly so far. We'll see how that goes. But fucking up by not saving the file with a unique file name. I'm going to give you shit about this for like minutes. Until it evaporates from my fucking mind, which is like a sieve. Anyway, fuck was I talking? Oh yes, Julia the cunt and her assertion that you can't use your personal experiences as a way of drawing conclusions about the world. You can. You can use your fucking personal experiences, right? So, for example, all of those of you who survived the concentration camps in Nazi Germany, all of you juicy, you should not use your personal experience to conclude that Nazism is bad. Because if you look at what Nazism was about, well, the Nazi Party wanted to provide people with health insurance, it wanted to provide people with jobs, it wanted, you know, a strong nation. I mean, the Nazis were really a wonderful thing. And for you to utilize your personal experience, I mean, you're so stupid. You just don't get it. You can't use your personal experience. And Julia knows this because, you see, her daddy is an alpha male. And she knows from personal experience with her daddy that you can't use personal experience to make judgments about the world. Oh, my God. Because you can't expect consistency. Because vagina. There's a hole between my legs. I'm a victim. Ah, vagina. Okay. All right, anyway. And you caught the little part in there where she was lamenting how men today don't want to get married and be fathers. Well, have you met women today? There's a reason why men don't want to be fathers. Because number one, being a father means that your child is fucked up from day one, because the kid goes to public school and gets all this bullshit indoctrination. But being a father also means having to put up with a modern woman. Have you met 99% of the women out there? Dumber than fuck, flakier than fuck, fucking stupider than fuck, fucking victims and children, all of them. All right, let's move on.
It takes two, and blaming women for a guy and being the victim is the most beta thing I can think of.
Like, so blaming women for whatever is beta. Women blaming men apparently is completely okay.
Honestly, guys, especially in terms of physical things, I had a guy write to me that, you know, men are just as fearful for their lives around women, and, you know, I'm just...
Yes, because you see, here's the thing. A woman can kill a man and get away with it. Remember, if a man looks at a woman for too long, that's sexual harassment. He could lose his job. If a woman kills a man, he probably deserved it. Oh, I'm sure it was. She was driven to it. She can't help it. We'll give her probation for a couple of months.
Scared of being raped and blah, 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 and all this crap.
Or are they scared of being accused of rape? Speaking as a man, I can tell you that, again, I talked about this briefly. Okay, I'm not particularly scared of a woman killing me. Or a woman raping me. In fact, I would enjoy it if the CSU women's volleyball team came over and raped me right now. But here's what any sane man... And here's also now... I will say this. How do I express this correctly? I don't think you should go through life with fear. Right, again, because fear is the basis of statism. Statism arises out of fear. I did a 4-part series about statism and fear. Go listen to it. If you go to the YouTube, it's the featured video right there at the top. Again, women, because women seek to always be victims or children or victimized children, women are the king of fear, right? This is what you hear from the femistatist all the time, how afraid they are, because every man wants to have sex with them. And you may say that's an exaggeration. Oh, just you wait. Just you fucking wait. Just you fucking wait. So women have been conditioned to go through their lives in fear all the time. Every man wants to rape them. Every man wants to take it, yada, yada, yada. As men, we should not go through life in fear, right? I have no fear that a woman's going to rape me. I have no fear that a woman's going to physically assault me. I have no fear that a woman's going to kill me. But unless you're completely fucking stupid, you do have to keep in mind the possibility that a woman is going to falsely accuse you of rape, get pregnant by you when she says she's on birth control but she really isn't, or get pregnant by somebody else and claim the child is yours. And in all of those situations, the government will show up and it will take the woman's side and it will enforce a judgment against you in which it will take your money, and your money is your time. It will take part of your life. The government will take part of your life from you in the form of your money and give it to her. And so you should not walk around every moment of your life terrified of every woman around you that this is going to happen, that she's going to accuse you of rape, accuse you of sexual harassment, accuse you of being the father of her baby. You should not live in fear of this. But you should be aware that it's a possibility. Right, again, I mentioned this briefly in the previous episode. Where the fuck can a man talk to a woman anymore? If you talk to a woman at work, it's sexual harassment. If you talk to a woman on the street, it's street harassment. I mean, women, there are women out, again, there are some women out there who are not feminist. There are some women out there who are fucking normal and actually like men. But the feminist, by making it a crime for men to talk to women under any fucking circumstance, right? It used to be you could meet girls at work. You could date them. My God, nowadays, it's like taking your life into your hands. Like one of the places where I work, there's a cute chick who works there. And I'm going to say, she's pretty fucking cute. Under any other circumstance, I'd chat her up, maybe ask her out. But this workplace is so fucking femistatist that I dare not do it. Because, this is the thing. It's like, the job doesn't mean that much to me, but the job is worth more than she is. I'm not going to lose the job over her because she's just a fucking vagina. And so it's women who create this culture of fear. It's women who thrive in this culture of fear. So, no, men, I don't think any... real men. And yes, again, there are the virgin toes and all this other stuff. And I agree that some of the shit she's describing accurately describes the virgin toes and all these other people who you know, have never had sex with a woman, and just, and so they internalize and they focus all this hatred, yada, 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 fucking yada. Okay, but when it comes to normal men, we are not afraid, despite what you think, you dumb bitch, that women are going to rape us or beat us up, but we are cautious about the fact that any fucking thing we do can be sexual harassment, right? If you talk to a woman, it's sexual harassment. If you don't talk to a woman, that's sexual harassment. You think I'm making this up? No, it's been, you know, there's been these cases where women are like, well, the men at work, they don't talk to me as much as they talk to other men. I feel sexually harassed. Everything's fucking sexual harassment. Anyway, back to, we're on clip number 3, by the way. This is clip 3 that we're playing for those of you who are looking at the show notes.
And I'm like, dude, weigh more than 90% of the women.
Dude, okay, look, dude, this dude shit. Dude.
Women on the planet. I'm pretty sure when you're walking down the street, you don't worry about being on the wrong side of the street.
No, but you do when you're walking down the street. But again, there was this thing I read about in somewhere the other day, where a woman's walking down. She called the police because a man said hello to her on the street. Now, I'm not saying, if you're a man, you're listening to this, I'm not saying you should be afraid that every woman's going to call the cops if you say hello to her. But we as men do have to consider that there's always the chance that you're going to look at or talk to a woman who is a fucking femistatist cunt, and she's going to call the police because you said hello to her. Oh my God, there's a thing I saw just recently where the guy, I think it was in Massachusetts or Maine or something, the guy was out in the park with his camera, and a woman called the fucking police because she thought he was taking pictures of children because he's a pedophile, and the police came and questioned him, right? I mean, this is some fucking nasty, filthy, femistatist fucking cunt who sees a man in a public park with a camera and calls the police and tells them he's a pedophile. Are you stupid fucking cunt, Julia? You stupid fucking nasty, filthy fucking bleeding every 30 days fucking nasty, filthy cunt. Do you not understand? And you don't, because you're a stupid fucking cunt, because vagina, because you only have two compartments in your brain. One of them is for shopping, and the other one you don't use. This is what men do have to be cautious of. The fact that femistatist cunts like you are so fucking terrified of everything on the planet Earth that you see a man with a camera in a public park and obviously he's a pedophile. You stupid fucking cunt.
When a woman is approaching you,
I think a really good way actually for guys to get some kind of a conceptual framework for what it's like to be a small woman at
a bar. Oh God, this is sick.
Because honestly, a woman is coming to a bar. She is in a place where a lot of men are getting drunk. She doesn't really know anyone.
Wait, whoa, whoa! People are getting drunk at a bar. See, women have no responsibility. Women go into a bar and people in there are getting drunk. She had no clue that was happening, and she's not responsible for the fact she went into a building where people are getting drunk. Notice how the woman can never be held accountable for anything. No responsibility.
On them, and then basically every single one around her wants to fuck her. And in fact,
oh! Yes. You see, when a woman goes into a bar, everyone around her wants to fuck her. This is the femistatist worldview right here. The idea, these women have it in their tiny little fucking brains that every man on the planet, every fucking man, 3.5 billion men want to have sex with her. Oh, because she's got a vagina. And every man alive wants to have sex with her. Oh, Listen to the fucking drama hamster as it runs on its little fucking wheel.
Yes. Many of them could actually rape her. I think I would actually get that.
Every man in the bar wants to rape her. Oh, every man alive is just sitting around thinking about how much he wants to rape this woman. Because vagina.
In context, is actually go to a gay bar and then see how it feels to have a bunch of men staring at you.
So
and
men,
trying to manipulate you constantly.
Men are supposed to go to gay bars in order to figure out what it's like to be a woman. So, first of all, speaking as somebody who's actually been to a gay bar, when I lived in H-Town, Houston, Texas, I went to some gay bars, and you know what? Now, this was many years ago. Things may be different now, I know. But you know what? Honest to God, I've talked about this on this podcast before. I was in the gay bar, and I didn't feel the slightest bit threatened. All of the homosexual men who were in there were actually very polite. I had guys offer to buy me drinks. You know, I said, hey, man, look, sir, I'm not gay. I'm straight. I'm just here hanging out. Nobody gave me shit. They were totally fucking cool about it. I did not feel threatened. And this was back in the days. And again, this is one of the differences between me and all the rest of you, is I can be totally honest. This was back in the days when I was a giant goddamn pussy. I mean, this was back in the days when I actually did have... I don't want to say homophobic, but this was back in the days like when I would not hug another man because I was like, oh my god, that's gay to hug another man. I'm over that shit now. I hug guys all the time. But this is back in the days when I was actually had, you know, what we'll just call for conversational purposes, we'll call it homophobia. I'm not afraid of homosexuals. Yeah, who gives a fuck? But I'm just using words because we have to communicate and I want to move the fuck on because this isn't the point. But this is back in the days when I was homophobic and I went to gay bars and had no goddamn problem. Never felt uncomfortable, had no fucking problem. If you're telling me that going to a gay bar, you're surrounded by sexual predators, oh, that's interesting, because my current thesis is that most homosexuals are sexual predators who want to have sex with small children. And so it sounds to me like you're actually supporting my thesis when you assert that homosexual men at gay bars are pushy, obnoxious sexual predators. Thank you, little beta boy. He became gay? I'm sorry. I thought they were born that way. Homosexuality is not a choice. They're born that way.
To the gay pride parade, and he came back and said, I'm never going again because everyone was groping me and touching me and it was horrible and I was scared.
Yep. Oh, really? So you mean all the fucking faggots at the gay pride parade are a bunch of goddamn fucking faggots? Who just want to fuck everything that moves? Oh, no! No, wait a minute! Hold it! Isn't that what the Manosphere has been saying for years? Oh!
Yeah, and you know, there's this misconception, I think, by leftists. It's perpetuated by them. That gay men aren't easily as capable of being creepy as straight guys are. And it's just like, no, they're dudes, too. And they can be equally as creepy. So I think that's
creepy.
A good way to kind of...
Again, creepy, a word that means nothing. You're creepy. They're creepy. It's creepy. You know what's creepy, Carlos? What's creepy is the way you are kissing this cunt's ass on your podcast. That's what's creepy. What's creepy is the fact that you're a 20-something-year-old virgin.
I get a view on that as a whole. So I think it is interesting that you bring up this beta male thing. I am always a little bit uncomfortable with making that kind of generalized idea, but I can understand, you know,
I'm a girl.
You're categorizing them as people who are giving up their own sense of autonomy, integrity, individual will, and responsibility.
Okay, so beta males are people who give up their autonomy. Okay, so that sounds to me like somebody who gives up their life to provide for a woman and some children. Just throwing that out. Again, this stupid cunt is really fucking confused about the difference between an alpha male and a beta male.
Damn their own life. I would, though, there, sometimes the term beta gets used for individuals who decide to actually show and express their emotion.
Oh, emotion.
Which I'm against that.
Yeah, I don't consider that to be beta. I think
nothing more than feeling.
An alpha guy, like a real alpha. I'm not talking about Jersey Shore, okay? I based this on my father. Like,
what?
This is the example
her definition of alpha based on her daddy, her provider. He provided for me. Oh, he's an alpha.
For me and my family, the guy is compassionate and caring and takes care. You know, I have a sister, so he's like surrounded by girls all day.
Oh, God.
Care of the women. And
he takes. See, there we go. An alpha takes care of the women. No, that's not what an alpha male is.
He's empathetic. Like, he's a real. Alpha male doesn't mean you're going around punching other people, right? Like, it's.
No. That is actually the showing of a person with very low sense of self-esteem.
No, an alpha male doesn't have to punch on other people, but an alpha male does not devote his life to providing for women. Especially when the women, the daughters, may not be his. But we're coming to that. Oh, we're coming to that. All right, let's move on to clip number 4.
MRM, fighting for the right to hospitalize a woman if she slaps you.
All right, now we come back to where we started with Julie Berinsky and about this whole thing that cunts like Julia have about how women should be allowed to hit men, but men can't hit women back. Again, this is important. Why? It's important because the woman must always be a victim or a child or a victimized child. And it's important for her to be able to be the victim and set herself up as the victim. So if the man retaliates at all to her for her fucking physical aggression, he's a victimizer. And oh, she's just this helpless little innocent victim. And oh, my man, he hit me and slapped. I hit my man and he slapped me in the face and I'm a victim. But I think I can be a firefighter and do the same physical. I can climb the ladder all the way up to the 7th floor and carry a 250-pound man down because I am a strong, independent woman. But oh, my man, he slapped me in my face with an open palm, and I'm a victim.
Ah! Yeah, I have a really big thing. So when it
you
comes
do
to
not
the topic
have a big
of the non-aggression
thing.
Principle, I think proportionality is one of the things that needs to be brought up the most. You know, if someone steals a paperclip from you, you should
proportionality. Now, notice how we're going to bring up proportionality and then completely ignore proportionality because vagina.
Me bringing that up means that I support women beating on men without consequence.
You do.
Yeah.
You've just said that a woman can hit a man, but the man can't hit her back. That's a lack of consequence, you stupid cunt.
And actually, you'll be called a bigot as
no, you're called a cunt.
Co-host here. Yeah, has been called before, and I've been called a bigot before too.
No, I'm calling you a pussy.
I'm trying to remember the term.
Find
I don't know.
It.
It's some kind of bullshit ad hominem attack. Whenever I point out the fact that if a girl slaps you in the face. Right, you have a few different choices there. One of them is just walk out, get out of the house, break up, bam,
wow,
I'm done.
And yes, you can certainly do that.
I told my dad about this argument after I put the video out. I was just like, Dad, what do you think of
the
rights to
Dad? So again, we said, oh, we can't use our personal experiences. So she goes to her daddy. What, Daddy? What do you think? Wait, what happened to we can't use our personal experiences? Okay, listen to what Daddy thinks.
Punch a girl back if she punches you first. And my dad he looked confused for a second and he said...
He's so fucking stupid. He looked confused. Like, what's confusing about that? If a woman hits a man, the man hits the woman back. What's confusing about that? Is he really that fucking stupid?
Said... Why would a man want to punch a woman back? That's
because she
just
hit
still
him.
Below him.
Below him. Oh, see, we restarted. That's exactly how they phrase it. See, the man shouldn't hit the woman back because that's below him. No, it's not below him. What the fuck are you talking about, you dumb cunt? If somebody hits you, you fucking smack them back. Now, the stupid cunt talks about proportionality. And again, this is what I said before. Just because... this thing, fighting for the right to hospitalize a woman if she slaps you. Now, I don't know that any men's rights advocate has actually said that. I don't know that they don't. I don't know that they have. But again, the stupid cunt illustrates that she's the one who doesn't understand proportionality. If a woman slaps you in the face, again, that doesn't mean you have to hit her so hard that you hospitalize her. You can give her a nice little love tap with an open palm across her cheek. As I said before, either the cheek on her face or the cheek on her ass. But maybe because Julie is a stupid cunt and she only has two compartments in her brain, one is for shopping, the other one she doesn't use, maybe she doesn't understand that a man can pull his punch. A man can slap you without hitting you with a closed fist. Maybe she's just a stupid bitch. I mean, it's a possibility. She does have a cunt. She does have a fucking drama hamster. She does have a fucking rationalization hamster. And yes, all women are like that. This, again, this is an anarchist woman. This is a woman who claims to be an anarchist. Tell me, what you're hearing from her, does this sound any different than what you hear from a mainstream femistatist? The answer is it does not. The reason it does not sound any different is because, yes, all women are like that. All right, let's move on to clip number 5.
Just this whole male battery thing, like, okay, women, I will admit, women psychologically abuse guys so much.
Oh, well, and thank you for admitting that.
Too. I don't think you can make a statistics from that.
You can't have the statistics from that. No, no.
Physical, visible battery, the statistics are skewed for a reason.
Oh, really?
Guys are stronger than most girls. That's just the biological fact.
Really? No shit.
I don't need to see your bullshit statistics that are based on reports from abusers.
So we don't want any statistics based on results from abusers. Now, any other time, statistics are the shit. But this is something I've said so many times. People love statistics if the statistics back up the worldview they already possess. But if you have statistics that oppose the worldview you currently have, well, see, those are bullshit statistics. See, there's two kinds of statistics. Statistics that agree with your existing worldview and bullshit statistics. Randy, why is this thing fucking peeking out so much all of a sudden? You're the audio genius. I just work here.
But they're girls after the fact. You know, that's where those statistics are from, of guys reporting that the girl started the fight. Well, she's dead or in a hospital and you're...
Oh, so you see, those statistics are invalid because they came from men who are reporting information. So obviously that invalidates them.
No, reporting that you were abused. So where's the, you know, that's not equal.
That's not equal.
And just like, to illustrate an example, since people love personal examples,
why don't you illustrate an example, bitch?
Just a few months ago, I got very hysterical and emotional with my boyfriend.
She got emotional. Imagine that.
I started just like hammering him.
She started hammering, beating, or hitting him on the chest.
My boyfriend's like,
now listen to this.
6'2" and can deadlift 220.
Oh wow! Just bragging a little there, honey.
He could murder you.
He should murder you because you're a dumb cunt.
Yeah.
But the guy instead held me close to him, and aww, I was totally immobilized for like a minute, aww, and then I just calmed down.
Yeah.
Aww.
No, yeah. He should have smacked me back as
yes,
soon as he could.
Yes, he should have smacked you.
Me, and that would have
see,
been-
now again, he should have smacked me in a hospital. No, he shouldn't have hospitalized you because he would have had to pay for that because it's not like you have a source of income. You're a goddamn fucking parasite. Okay, but yeah, he should have taken his open palm and right across your fucking ass. He should have spun you around and fucking spanked you on your ass and told you to fucking calm down. And if you can't calm down, get the fuck out. But he's a goddamn pussy.
Right.
Yeah, and it's funny. Whenever you actually spell it out like that, a lot of times I think people will kind of see, oh, yeah, that's a little bit ridiculous.
No, it's not.
But when the conversation jumps to these abstract ideas, a lot of times the tact is lost.
That's the sad thing, because I did spell it out like that in some of my responses to people. And they still twist my words, and they're like, so you have immunity just because you're a girl.
Which is what she's claiming.
Well, shouldn't you be charged for hitting him? I'm like, no, I shouldn't be charged for hitting him. There you go. Because me hitting him was like the breeze.
Exactly. See, so she should not be charged for hitting him because she's weaker than he is. Notice the point here. The point is that when the weaker assault the stronger, they should be allowed to do that. Again, this is statism. When poor people elect politicians that take money away from rich people, see, that's okay because the poor people are weaker than the rich people. And of course, this is statism. This is completely counter to, everybody say it with me, it's my favorite fucking thing in the entire cosmos, natural selection. Natural selection says that the weak are eliminated from the gene pool. Statism says that the weak are protected from elimination. What is she saying? She's saying women are weak and therefore should be allowed to physically attack men. Men are strong, and therefore the state should restrain men from physically defending themselves when women attack them. Do you notice how we are utilizing the state to operate counter to natural selection? Again, not saying you have to put the stupid cunt in a hospital, because again, if you're the man, you put your girlfriend in the hospital, you put your wife in the hospital, you put your daughter in the hospital, you're going to have to fucking pay for it because she's a goddamn parasite on you. It's not like she's got a job.
If he hits me, like, I fucking die.
If he hits me, again, if he hits me, I die. Really? You're that fucking fragile? If somebody fucking slaps you on the ass, it's going to kill you? If your boyfriend gives you a little love tap with his open palm on the fucking cheek of your face, you're going to die? If that will kill you, your DNA needs to be taken out of the fucking gene pool anyway. I mean, again, listen to the drama here. If my boyfriend hits me, I'll die. Jesus fucking Christ, you dumb cunt.
And that, of course, is not to justify women hitting men.
No, it's absolutely not.
No, we've sat here and justified women hitting men through this entire fucking podcast. Now we're going to sit here and say, it doesn't justify women hitting men.
And
my behavior. I'm just saying that escalating.
I'm not. Yeah, you are excusing
it. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want to go kind of the opposite extreme of it. There was a great psych example that they did where they showed a woman hitting a man, and then a lot of, they asked people about it, and they said, well, the guy probably deserved it. And obviously, there's a problem there, right? Because violence isn't correct in any of those cases.
And that's true. That of course, the man deserved it. I mean, if a woman's hitting a man, of course he deserved it.
In neither case is it considered a rational action to initiate coercion upon another individual. But this is one of the ways, though, that MRAs have gotten domestic violence incorrect, and a lot of it has to do with statistical analysis.
See,
and
right, I've, it's
Jesus,
it's incorrect.
Christ, I've seen this by Stefan Molyneux.
When Carlos Morales interviewed Stefan Molyneux on his show many, many moons ago, he couldn't stop kissing his ass. But see, now that Stefan Molyneux has actually started telling the truth about women, have you noticed the hatred? Michael W. Dean, fucking that goddamn faggot femistatist Ben Stone, whom I used to think was a god. You notice how all of these people are now attacking Stefan Molyneux because he's dared to point out that women are fucking hypergamous fucking bitches? Do you notice how much more hatred there has been lobbed at Stefan Molyneux since he's pointed out female hypergamy? Have you noticed that? Holy shit! Again, in our culture, you dare not say anything that makes a woman uncomfortable, because if you do, you will be fucking attacked, because women are the weakest element in our society, and the state needs to keep the stupid, weak people alive and to breed them because those are the only people who will vote for the fucking state.
Whenever he was showing that...
This is not to say there aren't men who are stupid and weak, just to be clear. Not saying only women are stupid and weak. There's a part of the population called the 99%. They're all stupid and weak. But God knows, the women are leading the fucking charge when it comes to stupidity, weakness, fucking victimhood.
Well, did you know that women who have never had sex with anyone before and then who get married seem to not get divorced?
Oh my God, see, this is terrible. Why is this so bad?
Well, did you know the kind of cultures in which you're not allowed to have sex before marriage are also the kind of religions which state that you shouldn't even leave a marriage if you're being beaten?
Oh, you mean like Muslim cultures? Yeah, where we rape 14-year-old girls, stone them to death, but faggots like you defend Muslims, and oh, we need to be tolerant and diverse, and oh, yeah.
Like, that's just such a lack of acknowledgement of what's going on. Diana Davidson released a video called, like, The Ugly Truth About Domestic Violence, in which she stated that the vast majority of cases, it's these manipulative, retarded, her word, not mine.
Her word?
Women
true.
Who
retarded
are
women, yes.
Just trying to get men to hit them, and mm-hmm. sometimes you need a little smack. And it's
yeah,
just
because
so
women want
gross
the drama.
And disgusting, and it's so...
Women,
we've
yeah.
moved beyond
she's
this.
She's the one with the short red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, because women like the drama. Women want the fucking attention.
A personal encounter with her.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, okay, so the cunt, Julia, had a personal encounter. Again, now here we're going to get women drama. I don't have a dog in this fight, but, that's the wrong word. I don't have a dog in this fight. So here, Julia, the cunt, is going to present her side of the argument. In the show notes, I'm going to embed the video that this other woman, whose name I don't even remember, she did a video kind of responding. She did a video, it'll be in there, where she tells this same story from her perspective. Now, what do you think the odds are that Julia the cunt and this other woman have different perspectives? So let's listen to Julia the cunt's version of the story, and then I'm going to sum up the other side of the story as presented in the video.
It'll be interesting to people. When I first put out my anti-radical feminist videos,
right?
She messaged me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she messaged
you.
And
she said, hey, I liked your videos, but you should stop lying and admit that you had other people help you.
Okay, now, she messaged me. Now, if you listen to the video from the other woman, her version of the story is that Julia the cunt messaged her first and said, quote, "You need to know who I am," unquote. Now, see, already with the we have two drama hamsters. Yes, all women are like that. I'm not taking sides in this. Both of these women have two compartments in their brain. One is for shopping, the other one they don't use. Both of these women have a rationalization hamster. Both of these women have a drama hamster. Both of these women want to portray themselves as victims. Both of these women want attention. I'm not choosing a side. I don't give a fuck. I'm pointing out to you that there are two conflicting stories. The other woman says Julia contacted her first and says, "You need to know who I am." Now, Julia says that she said, "You didn't do this alone." Now listen to this.
Ooh.
And I'm like, that is the most sexist thing I've ever heard from anybody, and you're a woman.
Okay, if that's the most sexist thing you've ever heard, then maybe you need to get out of the house a little more often. Okay, if that's the most sexist thing you've ever heard, maybe you should listen to this podcast, you stupid cunt, because I got some shit for you that's way more fucking sexist than that, you stupid fucking bitch.
Man who also makes videos. And I replied,
She also makes videos, because making a video is so fucking hard, right? You point a camera at you and you push the record button. Oh, it's so fucking complex to make a video.
To her, I'm like, and I said, I have a background in film editing.
Oh my god, my background. A background in film editing. What the fuck does that mean?
The camera. And just because your videos don't look as professional as mine doesn't mean that...
Oh, your videos don't look as professional as mine!
That some guy or some other woman did this for me.
Okay, wow. Oh, listen to this! Listen to the feminism! Wow.
Yeah.
Wow! Yes. This Carlos guy, he is the biggest fucking faggot on the planet Earth. He sounds just like a feminist. Wow. Wow. Oh, God damn it, dude. Oh, man. Oh, Carlos, you're going to have sex one day, man. Just hang in there, buddy. One day a woman will have sex with you. All right, look. Now, again, the other woman, whose name I don't remember, her side of the story is when she said to Julia the cunt, "You didn't do this on your own," she was not referring to making a video. Because again, how hard is it to fucking point the camera in your general direction and push the record button? It's not that fucking hard. For Julia to be the cunt, to be sitting here going, "I have a background in film editing." It's not, dude, it's not that hard to edit a fucking film. You shoot some video with your fucking camera. You load it on your computer. You edit it. You haven't done anything that 8-year-old kids can't do, you stupid bitch. Okay, so, you know, because that's the most sexist thing you've ever heard, because you've never listened to this podcast before, because I guarantee you this podcast is sexist, because I'm calling you out on being a stupid cunt. So anyway, man, I'm getting good at this, Randy. I'm getting good at this, buddy. All right, anyway, we're getting short on time. Whenever we start getting short on time, I start freaking out. Anyway, the other woman says that when she said to Julia, "You did not do this on your own." Ooh, shit, I cranked up the volume. Ah, fuck, I'm fucking things up. All right, so this is why you shouldn't let me have the computer. All right, hang on. So, the other woman's perspective on this was, when she said to Julia, "You didn't do this on your own," she was referring to the fact that Julia did not create her popularity on her own, because Julia writes at lewrockwell.com, is I think the website, and Julia's been on the Alex Jones channel. And her point was that you did not achieve all this popularity on your own, which is not the same thing as saying you didn't record your video on your own. All right, now that I fucked this up, so we're learning
short
here.
Short red hair.
Yeah.
I had a personal encounter with her on service videos. She messaged me.
Okay, we'll just go from here.
And she said, "Hey, I liked your videos, but you should stop lying and admit that you had other people help you."
Right. See, this is what the other woman claims. Other people help you. Help you gain popularity. Help you gain prominence. Help you gain listeners. Again, I don't have a dog in the fight. All I'm saying is there's another side to this story that Julia the cunt isn't presenting to you.
Ooh.
And I'm like, that is the most sexist thing
I've ever
heard from,
because you've never listened to my podcast.
Who also makes videos.
Right. So
and
you're a woman who
I
makes videos.
Her,
you're
and I
stupid.
Said, I have a background in film
I have
editing.
A background in film
my
editing.
My sister held the camera.
My
and just because your
they couldn't afford a tripod.
Don't look as professional as mine doesn't
See,
mean that
your videos don't look as professional as mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen to the feminism.
Yeah, okay.
That's
there we
a
go.
Feminist response. Wow. Oh, that was the end of the clip. All right. I was hoping some more. All right. So, anyway, what we've established here is that women can hit men. Now, here's what's interesting. So, women can hit men, and men cannot retaliate because women are weaker than men. Men are stronger than women. But, of course, men and women are equal. Anything a man can do, a woman can do better. Women can be firemen, soldiers, police officers. Now, what about children? See, children are weaker than women. Yet women hit children. Now, I hate to go all Stefan Molyneux on you and talk about spanking and all this other shit, but is it or is it not true that women hit children? Is that not true? Men cannot hit women because men are stronger than women, but women can hit children because vagina. Also, what's the problem? Let's say that the man does hit the woman and she's hospitalized because the man doesn't know how to pull his punch. Okay. Let's say that that's true. It's dramatic. The drama hamster's kicking in. But doesn't she have Obamacare? I mean, isn't she going to have her health care provided for her? What exactly is the problem here? So you hit the woman. She goes to the hospital. She uses her Obamacare. Isn't this a great thing? Of course, a woman who hits a man, well, she's strong and independent. A man who hits a woman is a victimizer. She's been victimized. Oh my God, I'm victimized. I'm a victim. You know, never mind that she hit him first. Never mind that they may have been arguing because she did something stupid. You know, again, the woman can never be held accountable. Notice how there just can't be no accountability for the... Why? Why can they not be held accountable? Oh, because vagina. Because look, there's a hole between my legs and I can do anything I want to do. I'm special. I'm a victim. I'm a child. I'm a victimized child. Ah, now wait a minute. So if women are children, and they are, women are children. God, if women are children, and they are, that noise was me taking the headset off because I realized I don't need it anymore. And I can't hear my fucking voice feeding back to me. It's going to drive me insane. And for me to go insane, it's not a very far drive. It's just right around the fucking curb. So if women are children, if they need men to provide for them, men in the form of husbands, men in the form of fathers, my daddy's an alpha male, right? Men in the form of Obama, in the form of a government, in the form of taking the fucking money away from the man even though you're not married anymore. If women constantly need men to provide for them, does that not make them children? And if women can hit children, even though children are weaker than women, then why can't men hit women even though they're weaker? I don't bother with the other side. I'm always right. Fuck you. Alright, we made it through two fucking episodes with the new hardware. Miracles may never cease. I haven't blown anything up yet. We're doing good. Oh hey, by the way, this is going to be a three-parter.